Welcome to MPC, Milwaukee's philanthropic community, where we highlight nonprofit leaders and everyday heroes who are making an impact through their purpose, their passion, and their generosity. I'm your host, Jill Economo, and I invite you to join me for a conversation about how our guest is making a difference in our community and learn how you can make a difference as well. Wisconsin sets a new record, the Milwaukee Journal posted in October 2025. What is that record? Well, let's get into it to find out. The headline stated, Wisconsin sets a record for domestic violence deaths in 2024. Now, admittedly, Milwaukee has some pretty awesome things going on to be proud of, but this is most certainly not one of them. In 2024, 110 people in Wisconsin were killed by domestic and family violence. It's the highest toll since a statewide advocacy organization began tracking data back in 2000. The problem, only about 70% of domestic violence incidents are reported to law enforcement authorities. So it's difficult to get ahead of it. Let's learn about a nonprofit who is making it their life mission to be part of a solution. Joining me today is Samantha Collier, Executive Director, Founder of Team Teal 365, and Ticey Godsey, who is an advocate for Team Teal. Welcome to the show today, ladies.
Thank you very much, Jill, for having us this afternoon. Thank you to all your listeners. Thank you for this opportunity to bring a conversation around the healing around Team Teal 365 in our city and state of Wisconsin. So we're really stoked to be here. Thank you so very much.
Certainly welcome, and we're excited to hear all the great things that you have to share. Take us back to the beginning. What inspired you to create Team Teal 365, and how has your personal journey shaped its mission?
Definitely. Thank you so much, Jill, for asking me that. One of the biggest takeaways with Team Teal 365, I started it because I didn't see an organization active in the community, at resource fairs, at community events, schools. And I'm also a thriver of both sexual assault and also domestic violence. So I have a personal journey and also this resilience to make sure, just like our mission states with Team Teal, to empower, educate, advocate, and we're also survivor-led, which is very different than other missions. Team Teal 365, I created it because I always knew that I was more than just one person. So that's where the name Team comes from.
Nice.
Teal, because the color for Sexual Assault Awareness Month, which is the month of April, which is also the acronym SAM, which is also my name.
Yes. Yeah.
And then 365 because it's every day.
Yes.
And then again, we're a dual service in a statewide agency. So we do services in multiple counties, definitely all 72, making sure that we keep a pulse on the specificness around serving direct services, not just with adults, but also with young people. So that's really important, making sure that we stretch out our arms and our legs, making sure that the mission work is being done. And sometimes it doesn't get done when they're not in their specific areas, but we're exactly where we need to be. So I'm so grateful that I created something over 17 years ago.
Wow.
We started as an LLC, Jill.
Okay. And what I love is that you're saying you didn't see it. So it's kind of like, if you build it, they will come kind of, type of idea where you saw that there was a need, there wasn't something there, and you said, you know what, I'm going to do it then. I mean, if nobody else is, and I don't see what I myself know I need, then I'm going to go out and create it, which is so awesome. Revisit the mission again. So for listeners who may not be familiar, specifically share Team Teal 365's mission.
Our mission at Team Teal is to educate, empower, and advocate for sexual assault and also domestic survivors of violence. And that goes across the board, right? Because that even has to do with unhealthy relationships with our youth. That also has to do with sex trafficking, right? Mm-hmm. So we don't turn survivors, allies, or victims away. Okay. We make sure that we're able to service them in those different areas. And even sometimes when it comes to navigation, we've added that to our mission as well. Because sometimes you need advocating education and navigation as to what does this next step look like?
Yeah.
You know, there's not a one thing fits all for survivors or thrivers or victims. So making sure that we're able to meet the needs of the people.
Okay. Well, you've worked with hundreds of survivors of sexual assault, trafficking, domestic violence. Do you have one particular story or a moment that reminded you why this work is so important?
Definitely. Ticey was there as well. In 2024, we had our Thriver of the Years, right? We at Team Teal 365, we recognized thrivers that maybe wouldn't be recognized in another light. Right. So we were working over at AmeriCaWorks, which is a networking organization for W-2 recipients in the state of Wisconsin, specifically in the city of Milwaukee. But one of the best things was we were acknowledging the clients of AmeriCaWorks as the Thrivers of the Year for 2024. And one of our clients actually came to paint the city Teal Day with a black eye. And when I say she came with that black eye, because even through the violence, she knew once she got safe in that space with us, that that black eye wasn't going to be shame. That black eye wasn't going to keep her at home. It actually got her into the space and showed others, it doesn't matter what I'm going through. This is my village. This is my safe space. And that's one thing we never forget with Team Teal, like the atmosphere we're able to create when things can get really violent, because someone else probably wouldn't have came and they wouldn't have taken off their dark glasses. Yeah. But she did, because she was honored.
Yeah.
She was recognized instead of being shamed. So we use that as one of the biggest success stories, because sometimes you never get out of the cycle of violence, right? And in that one moment, she got a breath of safety, and then we proceeded as we needed to do with the correct organizations and resources to make sure that was the last black eye.
Yeah. And like I said in the opening, like 70% of domestic violence incidents they're not reported to authorities. And I'm sure that shame is so much a part of it. And so you take that out of the equation, then you're working towards a solution, right?
Definitely.
Well, Team Teal has deep roots in Milwaukee's community. How do local partnerships and grassroots engagement play a role in the impact that you're making?
We actually have been recognized statewide as one of the biggest collaborators and one of the most underpaid. And if you look at that, you can look at that in two different ways. One of the biggest ways is that we want to make sure that survivors are getting serviced regardless of the outcome or the income, right? And when it comes to collaborations, because we can't do this alone. Mm-hmm. So, you know, as far as for us, you know, we've partnered and continue to collaborate with WCASA, which is the Wisconsin Coalition Against Sexual Assault, End of Abuse. We have multiple. Ticey can also add in any additions when it comes to the schools that we've worked at, direct servicing them. Collaborations is big. No one can do this alone. We need each other to make sure that survivors across the board in all 72 counties are being serviced. And the best way is to stay collaborative, stay open, stay learning more around this movement, because no one knows it all.
Yeah. So thank you, Jill, once again for having us here. You know, when I first met her, it was basically through my children. She was in the school teaching them about healthy relationships, and they would come home and talk to me about it. And so I wanted to meet this Team Teal 365 and who she was. So we ended up meeting each other, becoming friends. I am a survivor and I'm a thriver. And I realized I was through Team Teal 365. I didn't realize I was a thriver because nobody ever talked about thriving through domestic violence or through anything that has to do with trauma, right? Nobody talks about being a survivor where I come from. So Team Teal 365 really helped me become the person I am today. And now I am an advocate for Team Teal 365. We're out here for real, 365 days out here serving the community with the children and the adults. This past Thanksgiving, we just gave out over 5 to 10 whole meals to families that needed it. We also out here giving out clothes to everybody that needed, like brand new clothes, like not used clothes. These are brand new clothes out the package to the community that needs it. Team Teal 365 is really out here getting to the business with the community.
And every nonprofit, I feel, needs somebody like you, Ticey, somebody that can advocate for the great work that they're doing. And better still is for someone who has gone through something and has received the services that that nonprofit offers, because now you come to the table with a different perspective.
Absolutely.
Right? And
absolutely.
So, yeah, it's wonderful that you're out there telling your story and saying that, again, you're a survivor, you're a thriver, you can get through this. There are people here that can help you. So that's great. Samantha, you say that your programming focuses on healing-centered engagement. We're going to take a quick commercial break, but stay tuned to learn what that looks like at Team Teal. Don't go away, because we'll be right back.
Planning a vacation this year? Before you take off, make sure you understand whether travel insurance should be part of your plan. Join Ellen Becker Investment Group on March 12th from noon to 1:30 p.m. for a live educational webinar with our insurance liaison, Evan Brown. He'll walk you through the key types of travel insurance, what your policy actually covers and why it matters, common exclusions, and how to evaluate costs before you buy. Learn more and register through the link in our show notes.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Jill Economo, and I'm talking again with Samantha Collier, Executive Director and Founder of Team Teal 365, and Ticey Godsey, who is an advocate with Team Teal. So, Sam, you shared with me that your programming focuses on healing-centered engagement. Tell us what that looks like in practice, and how is it different from traditional trauma care?
Definitely. Let's use our youth groups, right, Ticey? Let's speak on when we're doing direct services in schools or group homes or Vail Phillips teen correctional facility. One of the biggest things that's different than informed trauma care is that we go directly to the individuals. We can cater to any situation. It doesn't matter if we're in i.e. Waukesha, Milwaukee, Lake Mills, Madison, Chicago, San Diego, we bring this atmosphere of individuality to the group, right? Which outside of informed trauma care is pretty much direct and set to do a specific thing.
Okay.
With us at Team Teal 365, our agenda is always open to the audience that we're servicing. And again, the healing work is individual as well, because we can't begin to speak with a group of 15-year-olds nor a group of 30-year-olds if everyone in the space isn't tapped in.
Mm.
So there's a check-in that we have to do before we just begin an elaborate conversation around trauma, right? Okay. There's also a conversation of a safe space that this is before we even begin the healing approach. Again, to set the tone of this is a different space, because sometimes you work with individuals, they're not telling you that they're afraid or their trust has been lost. You have to create a safe space so then that can develop.
Mm.
So again, the healing approach is very much different.
So you're determining a need mm-hmm. for each individual and then putting something in place that is going to feed, heal, help, support that specific individual in what they need.
Yeah.
Awesome. Awesome. You often speak about cultural gaps in victim services. What are some of the challenges that underserved communities face in accessing resources, first of all, and how is Team Teal 365 addressing those disparities?
We have survivors that are, you know, financially I'm not well off right now. It's a very trying time. So Team Teal 365, by our private donors, we were able to donate 40 baskets of non-perishable food items to survivors that couldn't get out in the community. So we were in a one zone place. They all came there. Not to mention, when it comes to the services being provided, a lot of what we do is free sometimes because the community can't pay for it, or we're not in the space that they can pay, especially schools, cultural specifically, especially. We've worked with other districts where they can't really afford it, but maybe they can give up their time, right? Mm. Maybe they're doing some volunteering where we're able to do direct services. And or two, you got to think about it. Everyone isn't going to a facility. A lot of times we're meeting people in the community where they are, right? And then getting them to therapy or giving them the information to another teen group that can work specifically with their young person, or getting someone that maybe is a survivor, getting them connected just outside of calling 211, but actually walking them, handing them a nice handover to another organization that can give them what they need instead of just telling them they're going to help. Mm. It's definitely a different atmosphere when you can actually say, no, I, Samantha, I'm going to call this resource for you and let them know you're on their way. So many survivors, they feel so safe when that happens.
Yeah.
Because it's easy to say to call a place, Ticey, but if you're not giving me the warm environment, I'm not going to call a place because I'm trying to get to a safe space. I'm probably running from my abuser. I don't have a home. Or maybe I just need somebody to say, how are you doing?
That's yeah. Mm-hmm.
How are you doing, Jill? Those questions are a lot that we ask, again, before we even begin direct services, because cultural specifically, gender specifically, or any humanity, everyone wants to know, how are you doing? Mm-hmm. It makes you feel like a person and not a number.
Yeah. And when you let's just say take someone's hand and take them to a place instead of saying, you go down to the corner, mm-hmm. take a right, go to the gas station, take a left, or here's a phone number. I am going to take you there myself. Just think about how that can make such a big difference. Team Teal reaches both adults and youth, as you've been talking about, through prevention and empowerment programs. How do you help young people build resiliency and recognize their own power, which is so key?
That's so good. You actually just cloned and said one of our groups over at AmericaWorks. I actually call it resilience readiness. And that's when we're working with some very vulnerable population. A lot of the parents in the community is called AmericaWorks. And it's all about the individual steps that they have to take. Right. Sometimes people don't even know that they're resilient because maybe they don't know the term of the word. Resilience has to do with every time you get knocked down, you get back up.
Mm-hmm.
And every time you get back up, you don't blame people for it.
Yeah.
So just teaching people sometimes, hey, you're resilient by coming in today.
Right.
Staying consistent. Being a better you, which makes you a better parent, which makes you a better partner, which makes you a better sister, which makes you a better brother. Team Teal, we're really big on making sure that people understand if you're not right, nothing you're going to do is going to help. Mm. Because we've been taught for so long across every gender, demographic, all the things you need to do for other people, and then you're last. No. Team Teal, we're teaching people to unlearn that. If you don't have self-care and you don't love the person looking in that mirror and you don't take time to work on you and love you through whatever you've been through, whatever you're doing is going to be a dissatisfaction, as we can see in the community across the board. If you're not taking care of self, whatever you're doing is going to lack.
Mm-hmm.
So we're really big on that resilient part.
Yeah,
because if you're taking care of you, everything outside of you is going to be better.
Right. And you can't give what you don't have.
That's right.
So unless you are healed, unless you're whole, you can help somebody else achieve that more than likely. Right.
That's good.
Well, collaboration is key to sustainability. I think that is something that we talk about a lot on this show. We really need nobody, not one nonprofit can do it all. Right. Share how your relationships with others strengthen your mission.
Definitely. Team Teal, myself, I am the co-author of a curriculum along with another nonprofit, New Life Community Development. They're right in the city of Milwaukee. They do prevention work. They've been doing it now for over 25 years. And I'm a co-author with their curriculum. It's called New Step. The word STEP stands for Sex Trafficking Education Prevention Program. I know that's a lot. And yeah, we've been developing this now over 8 years. Ticey is also a facilitator. There's a few other local facilitators around this curriculum that we've trained as well. And this is all prevention around sex trafficking. And we, Ticey and I and other facilitators, have seen the power of our young people really change just with the conversations of unhealthy versus healthy relationships. Mm. So if you think youth and teens have a good time, you should come to one of our adult sessions when we're talking about unhealthy versus healthy relationships. The power of those conversations are so dynamic. And Ticey can contest this too. A lot of what we use with young people, we use on adults. We just don't tell them.
That's your right. secret sauce.
It is. It is. Because we're all trying to figure out these relationships, right? So, yeah, that's been a really big part of ours, being a part of a curriculum. And then again, like I said earlier, stretching out zip codes, you know, doing work in Madison. We're out here now today in Waukesha, just like really crossing over and using those collaborative efforts and also working with groups that maybe others wouldn't, right? Team Teal, we've done a lot of work with Aurora. We've done a lot of work with the Healing Center, Sojo, all the heavy hitters. Those are our friends. We're really grateful to be a part of the collaborative effort, especially on a direct service providing in the city, in the state of Wisconsin.
And do you go outside of the state often? I mean, you had mentioned whether it's LA or, you know, other. Are you doing that a lot, or is most of the work you're doing local?
Jill, you took the outcome right out of my thoughts. Yes, that is our goal with Team Teal. We would love to travel and collaborate across states, internationally even, when it comes to the empowerment and education and advocating for survivors of all types of violence. So yeah, we're looking forward in 2026 to be doing more traveling, more collaboration, more direct services, and also professional development for agencies, corporate America, that individuals that need to be trained. We're here for that.
Okay. Yes. And would that be your goal for like the next 5 years, let's say, or you have bigger goals in mind for the next 5 years?
Definitely want to do more traveling and collaborations, but one of our biggest outcomes is really stretching out Paint the City Teal Day as an international and national awareness, which is during the month of SAM. So we really want to see that in multiple cities, multiple states, where people are really tealing out their areas for the month of SAM, either on our annual day, which is April 2nd, or any day throughout the month of SAM, which is Sexual Assault Awareness Month. And that's the entire month of April. So that's one of our biggest five-year plans, is to just see that in every state, in every country, where survivors can feel safe and feel empowered by seeing the seas of teal.
Don't you teal out the Hone Bridge?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Okay. 5 years that's running a, now. That's
yeah,
us.
Yeah, that's
We're
great.
The ones.
That's great.
I told somebody the other day, I said, fun fact, I used to be abused under a bridge, and now we're tealing it. Such a resilient
moment.
Man, yes. Yeah.
And, you know, you hear it all the time that people's pain is never wasted, you know, that they turn it into purpose. And thank God for that, because unfortunately, there's a lot of pain in various ways out there. But knowing that you can say, you know what, I'm a survivor, I'm a thriver, I'm going to turn this around, and I'm going to make a difference. I'm going to make this pain that I've endured matter, whether it's for myself and hopefully also for others. For philanthropists and funders who are listening, what kind of support makes the biggest difference for survivors and grassroots organizations like Team Teal 365?
Well, Jill, I thank you for saying that. One of the biggest ones is sustainability and capacity. Right. Ticey's the advocate. I'm the executive director. So it doesn't stop. It can be, for instance, their time, their talent,
their treasure.
Their treasure.
We know that's a big
you
one.
Know? Yeah. You always like the things that fold, that always
that's
helps,
right.
you know, helps
well,
with the push.
And you cannot you cannot provide the services to the extent that you need to unless you have funding.
Exactly.
That's a given. So yes, if somebody's out there and they feel drawn to this topic, and they want to help, obviously time, talents, resources, but those, that resource piece, that treasure piece is really key to continue the great work that you're doing.
And continue to build so that we can deploy people throughout the state and throughout the city to make sure that they're getting service. With funding, it can add to billing training institutions, and also it expands the youth leadership programs that we would like to see continue, not just in the month of April, but this is a 365. You know, we want to continue our trainings. We want to continue professional development for the professionals that's working with the survivors and the victims of domestic violence and sexual assault. A lot of times, those individuals need to come into a healing space as well. And that, again, comes with treasure. We need to be able to stay a capacity and sustainability. And I know that's going to be on the horizon for us with Team Teal. We've been present this long, being impactful. Mm-hmm. So we just know the funding will continue to come. And yes, the listeners there and they want to help us grow and be a part of this network, please reach out.
And how will they do that? What's the best place to get to you? To best Team Teal 365.
Mm-hmm. Best place to get to us is teamteal365@gmail.com or teamteal365.com or Samantha Collier and Team Teal 365 on all social media outlets.
Okay.
Definitely the email is a direct access to us. Also our website.
Okay, wonderful. Well, gosh, I say this all the time, that there's never enough time to get to all the great things that you guys do. But the goal of the show is to just plant that mustard seed, and people listening will be like, we got to learn some more about who this Team Teal is. So thank you for being here today, Samantha Collier and Ticey Godsey from Team Teal 365, and for sharing how you help people who have experienced domestic violence, and also for sharing how others can join you in your mission. So thank you for being here. If you'd like to contact Team Teal, you can do that through the methods that Sam shared, or you can find their information in the show notes. Thanks for listening to MPC, Milwaukee's philanthropic community, where we highlight nonprofit leaders and everyday heroes who are making an impact in our community through their purpose, their passion, and their generosity. To hear more inspiring stories and find a place to plug in and share your time, talents, and resources, just tap the subscribe button or go to ellenbecker.com/podcasts. Whether you're at home, at work, or out in the community, find a way to be a blessing and give a blessing. Have a great day.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Milwaukee's Philanthropic Community, brought to you by Ellen Becker Investment Group. If something in today's conversation resonated with you, share it with a friend or family member. And if you haven't already, subscribe so you never miss an episode. At Ellen Becker Investment Group, we believe education and community impact go hand in hand. That's why we love bringing you thoughtful insights from leaders and organizations who care deeply about making a difference in Milwaukee and beyond.
Please note, this podcast is intended for general informational purposes and to highlight philanthropic efforts in our community. The opinions and missions expressed on MPC do not necessarily reflect the opinions of Ellen Becker Investment Group employees and leaders. For more resources, visit ellenbecker.com. We'll see you next time.